How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to my Monday edition of Psychic View. And as I do every week, I draw a card of the day. And today's card, in traditional tarot, it's a card that's called the Queen of Swords. In my deck, it's called Morality. And the way I define this particular card is it's talking about somebody that has got a very, very strong sense of right and wrong, and to the point of being able to cut through the bullcrap and get to the most important issue of what's going on. So the Queen of Swords is not an evil person by any means at all. It's just that she represents somebody that has such a strong sense of how life should be lived that anything that sort of goes against it, she fights. But when this card comes up, it also means be willing to be flexible with your own rules so you don't miss anything. Because sometimes the Queen of Swords is so focused on her way of doing things that she's not looking at another way that could actually be more beneficial to her. So keep that in mind for this week, that don't be so set on your own rules that you miss other things that could be coming your way. So I'm going to go right to the calls. I've got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. What's your question for me?
First of all, thank you so much for this. And my question is, I was recently introduced to a new career path, and I was just wondering if it's something I should follow. I really don't want to waste my time, so I would just like to know if it's something that would be beneficial to me.
So let me just rephrase the question so make sure I heard you all right. You said that you have been introduced to a new career path?
Yes.
Okay. What your cards are saying is that the best way for you to know what you want to do with your career is to wait 3 months. Because what I'm seeing here is that there is a much better opportunity being presented to you around July. So tell me what line of work to you.
Real estate.
Okay. I think you'd be good at real estate. However, and I want you to go ahead and get the license. However, what I'm getting here is that you may discover something else between now and July, with July being a big power month for you. See, I think you would do good in real estate. The only thing I'm worried about with you is that real estate people that are successful have to be incredibly strong go-getters. They have to be willing to go to a lot of networking events. They have to be willing to promote themselves. And what I get here is that when you're confident about something, you have no problem bragging and talking about it. But what I'm seeing here is that there's something you need to take care of first before that happens. And then there's this guy that I'm seeing in your cards. So I'm answering more than just your question about the career path. There's this guy that is, I see that him pushing you in some way, that this career choice may not be your idea, it may be his.
Okay.
So is it a guy that sort of pushed you into doing this or is suggesting you do this?
It was my uncle that suggested to do it.
Now, is your uncle already in real estate?
No.
Okay. Here's the thing, is I want you to get the license, but you may be getting the license to do something different than real estate. And I'll give you an example of how a real estate license might benefit another career path. Have you ever heard of people that do property management where they do at a big level where it's, you know, commercial buildings and all that, and they make sure the tenants are happy with their air conditioning or parking spaces or whatever it is? And then there's also at the residential level where you work for a company that helps manage people that have homes that they're renting out. And then, because there's an organization in every city called BOMA, B-O-M-A, which stands for Building Owners and Management Association. And what it's saying here is that this is a time of exploring what you want, but not necessarily taking big action 100% in a certain direction. Because what it's saying is that there's something else that may get your attention by July.
Mm.
Does that all make sense?
A little bit.
Okay. Here's the thing. Any knowledge that you get is not going to hurt you. So you going on to get your real estate license, it doesn't hurt for you to have that under your belt, especially since if you can find a good mentor that you can work on their team, you know, as a real estate person, I think you would do really well. But what I'm getting here is that I'm not sure that you're ready yet to be just sort of thrown out there on your own. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why I'm hesitating with saying yes or no, is real estate good for you? Because right now, it says you're a little too intimidated by it to actually fly with it. Whereas if you had a little bit more experience, even in a peripheral type of career that goes along with it, if you gave it a little time, then you'd kick butt at it. Do you see what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I hope that helps.
Makes sense. Thank you. Yes,
all right, girl. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
See you later. All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the, hold on. All right, now we'll go to area code 631. Hello, 631, who's this?
Hi, my name is Rose.
Hi, Rose, what's your question?
I guess it's going to be along a career path. I'm creating a nonprofit, but I also have to look for like a part-time job. And I'm seeing what you see for me in that area.
Okay. Now, it's funny because Veronica was asking about real estate, and I actually think that you're fearless and that you could actually do that really well.
Yeah.
And
I
for a part-time,
actually thought about that.
Well,
go
here's
ahead,
the
I'm
thing.
Sorry.
For a part-time career, if you only showed one house a week and you only sold one house, say, a month or every 2 months, you'd make more than a part-time job.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good
so
idea.
Here's the thing, is that, and then you're on your own time. So you can devote the weekdays to developing your nonprofit and the weekends to showing houses.
That's a very good idea.
Really, Well, and here's the thing, is that you decide to get you could decide to get your real estate license, and then mm-hmm. you do other things with it as a result of it. Because see, when you make up your mind to do something, Rose, there's no stopping you.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, and what I love about that with you is that I want you to see what happens when you can pretty much create your own income.
Right. Yeah, I would like to do that. I really don't like working for other people. It doesn't seem to work out too well for me.
Well, okay, but see, here's the thing is that people that are entrepreneurial have a hard time playing in the sandbox with other people because
right.
they know the right way to do things. Now, I opened the program with the thought for the week about being
right.
so – don't be so enamored by your own way of life or your own rules that you don't leave
right.
yourself open to other opportunities. With you
right.
– you will do it exactly the most ethical way you know how. And according to this, if you decided to go in that path, you'd love
right.
it a lot. Because
yeah.
it would give you the kind of freedom you want. And the cool thing about it is that you can work your nonprofit Monday through Thursday and work your real estate Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, I like that idea. I actually thought of that actually more than once, a few times about doing real estate because I kind of always liked that. I did that for one time. I used to rent apartments, and I did very well with it. I mean, I liked it. I liked being out there and showing and, you know, helping
right.
people find a home and stuff. I thought it was
well, the,
it,
the cool thing like. Is, the cool thing is if you get your real estate license, I mentioned to Veronica, you can also go into property management on your own. You could actually start your own property management company. So you could help people buy vacation homes, for example, and rent them out to students during the non-peak season.
Right.
Yeah, and
when
they,
you
when
were
saying...
Go ahead.
No,
when you were saying that, I said, that sounds like a good idea when you were saying that to her. You know,
right.
you giving her that advice. I said, that sounds pretty good. I liked it.
All right.
So,
because, see, here's the thing, is that you when you put your mind to it, Rose, you're a magnet for money.
Right.
And you need to look at it that way. Then say to yourself, I'm a magnet for money. It just comes to me. When I need it, I get it.
Right. Okay.
And the more
sounds
you believe
good.
That, the more the right people will come to you to help them either buy or sell a house.
Yeah. Sounds like a good idea. I like it. I'm going to look into it. What was the name of that organization you told her that they have
it's,
in the
and you know what? You can just show up for their luncheons and see if you like it. It's Building Owners and Management Associations. It's BOMA, B-O-M-A.
Oh, okay.
All right, girl.
All
thanks
right.
for calling.
All
later.
Right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lisa. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. What's your question?
I had an old boyfriend contact me a few weeks ago, and he's still, like, being persistent. I'm just wondering, do you see us actually talking, or is he going to play the charade about not revealing himself?
Oh, my God. This guy is bad news. Lisa, he's really bad news. He's in a lot of chaos right now. And the thing is that
he's in a
seriously,
divorce. I think he's in a
he
divorce.
Is, yeah, he's there is no way that I want you to be his support group while he's going through this. Matter
mm-hmm.
of fact, what I would do is send him a message saying, you know, call me after you're divorced.
Think he is getting divorced?
Well, see, what I'm getting here is he's in a lot of chaos. And when you specifically asked about this guy, he got some really, really crappy cards. He got a card here of, by the way, the divorce is mostly his fault. In
of
other
course.
Words, he's the one behaving like a prick, not her.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that caused all this disruption, which means he was probably cheating on her. Then it's saying here that there's a part of him that He wanted to behave badly enough so that she would divorce him.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh.
Then I'm seeing here is that the only reason why he has stayed as long as he has is because of the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you taking on this burden. Do not take on this burden. You tell him when he gets his life together, he can call you.
Why is he barking up my tree at 8 years?
He's barking up your tree as hope that you might be able to, pave the way for him to have some place to go if things get bad enough at his house. So you're not, don't do it. Don't buy into it. Don't you dare go after this because he's a total loser. Really, this guy is a loser. With a capital L.
He cheated on her?
What I'm seeing here is that he has not behaved in a very upright husbandly fashion.
Wow.
So he's either squandered money, he's either cheated, he's got some real big issues here. And I don't want you taking that on, girl. Do not take that on.
You're on to the contest.
The big answer on this guy is N-O. No way. Not in this lifetime. Seriously. He's really bad news. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Please believe me. All right?
All right.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from, fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this? Hello, Las Vegas. You're live on the air.
Hello, good morning.
Okay. Oh, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Okay. This girl, she just had a baby. She's sending pictures and saying that my boyfriend is the baby of it, and I want to see if it's anything because I don't know if I should go in with getting a DNA test.
So there's this chick posting pictures of her baby, claiming that it's your boyfriend's the father.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. This is saying that the boyfriend may have had intercourse with her, but I'm not sure he's the father.
Okay.
So here's the thing, is that, you know, he may have had a little extra, you know, thing on the side, but I'm not sure that he's the father. And the thing is the way I would do it, by the way, is the baby a little girl or a little boy?
It's a boy.
Okay. Because what I'm getting here is that I would definitely insist on a paternity test. And I would make her do it, not you. Don't you dare pay for it. If she's claiming that your man is the father of this boy, then you say, well, prove it. Prove it.
Yeah,
and you need to be real. Here's the thing. You need to be really casual about it, like a yeah, whatever kind of attitude. Yeah, whatever. Prove it. Prove it.
Okay.
And the thing is you need to have that attitude with your boyfriend too.
Yeah, I try, but it's just like he's like, you know, she's even calling his mom and sending her pictures and posting.
I'm not sure though. She's no saint. She was dancing with a lot of guys here.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would, and I think you know that too. So I would say to your boyfriend, you know, before you start sending money for college to this kid, you better make sure it's yours.
Okay.
Just say it. Before you start a college fund, make sure it's yours.
Okay.
And then you say, I just have a feeling, you know, if it is yours, then, you know, I totally understand. We're going to part ways, blah, blah, blah. But if it isn't yours, then, you know, you need to know because you can't just do it on her word.
Well, we're supposed to actually go and get it done today because I brought a little kit, you know, to do it and to
right.
mail it off to the
Okay.
So we're supposed to be going through with it today.
Okay, cool. That's good. Because I have to tell you, what I'm getting here is that I was going to say that if it was a girl, it was probably his. But the fact that it's a boy, it probably is not.
Mm-hmm.
So please call me back and let me know what happens.
I will.
Or shoot me a quick email or something through my website, you know, mysticmona.com. Just shoot me a quick
yes.
email, and that'll be private. All right?
Okay.
All right,
thanks.
Girl. Thanks for calling. See you later. All right, bye.
Okay.
All right, got somebody here from area code 406. Hello, 406. Who's this?
Yes, hello. My name is Crystal Thomas.
Hi, Crystal. What's your question?
I'm currently looking for employment, and I just want to see if you see any changes around that area.
Let's see. Okay. One of the reasons why it's been a really crappy time at your current employer is it feels like either people are dumping work on you or you're working hard and not getting recognized or credit for it, and you're pretty much, you just can't wait to leave where you are, all right?
I recently quit a job.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yes.
It was an awful job. And I'm really, you know what, I appreciate that you had the you-know-whats to quit. I really do.
Right.
I'm incredibly proud of you for just up and quitting, actually. So what your cards are saying here is that the very first and most important thing you need to look for the next job is you need to look to make sure that the environment that you're going to work in is exactly what you want to work in.
Right.
Okay? Because what I'm seeing here is that the key to your success is being incredibly political. That means that when you get hired, that you align yourself with the person most in power, and you are that person's absolute best friend and advocate at work. All right?
Okay.
That's how you get serious about your career. That's how you get serious about your own happiness, because I know you're not afraid of hard work. I know it. I see it in your
no.
cards. So do you also have a degree?
Well, I'm working towards a medical billing coding certificate. I have maybe 4 weeks left to finish
that. Oh, cool.
That
All
up.
Right. Okay.
So that's sort of the area I want to be in. So I guess I'm just looking for something temporary until I can get the
Crystal,
certificate in. Yes?
When you get your certificate, will you email me? Because I
yes.
might have a referral for you.
Really?
Yeah,
okay,
I know,
I
right?
Will.
Okay, and make sure when you email me that you email me the phone number you called from so I know that there, because
okay.
I have a bunch of listeners and I have a bunch of people who are going, oh my God, I can do that too. But I have a really good vibe about you. So if you would just go ahead and when you get your certificate, email me. All right, so and tell me what city you live in.
Okay, Billings, Montana.
Okay. All right. I might have a referral for you. So, just
oh,
when
awesome.
You're when you get your certificate, just you let me know, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. And by the way, what I would do is start looking for companies that you want to work for now that are in that arena, because you already know enough now to be hired.
Right. Right.
Okay. So what you do is you just start contacting companies that do that, and it may even be, and one of the areas that you may not have even thought of is working for, besides working for like a insurance company that does it on the insurance side, what if you actually worked in human resources and helped with just that part of it for a large
oh,
company?
Oh, okay.
So it's a way of taking your experience in a whole different direction that you didn't expect.
Okay.
So,
I was thinking something like that this morning.
Perfect. Then you're right. So what I would do is I would reach out to the companies that have maybe more than 300 or 400 employees and contact human resources and say, you know, I'm really interested in human resources and I'm getting this certification on medical billing, so I'd really love to be able to handle all the insurance stuff for all for your employees.
Okay.
So you can follow up on things with them and all that. The cool thing about it is you'd make more money that way.
Oh, well, thank you for the advice. That's a different way to look at it.
Right, and you could just say, look, the reason I did this medical certification is because I've always been interested in human resources, but I want to be able to help employees understand their medical stuff. And that's usually a big piece of HR. Listen, it's really good for you.
Right, I didn't even think of that area.
Okay, so but I would start applying now.
Okay.
Because
I'll
the next 3 weeks are really powerful for you to find something new. So, but what I would do is reach out to the companies that are kind of big in your area, and reach out to HR and say, I'm wondering if you're looking for someone that can specialize in just the insurance piece of human resources, because I could help you with that.
Oh, okay.
And then you'd have a 9-to-5 weekends off job for sure.
Yes, that's what I want, you know, to be in that field with those kind of hours.
Perfect. All right. Crystal, let me know what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Welcome.
Bye.
See you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, I'm getting lots of Las Vegas calls today. Hi, Las Vegas. Who's this?
This is Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie. What's your question?
Okay, well, a female just had a baby, and she's saying that it's mine. I want to know, is it mine?
Wow. were you listening to the program a few minutes ago? Because I had somebody named Lisa call and almost ask exactly the same question.
No, I wasn't even listening to it.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, let's see what the cards say. It's really interesting. I don't usually get two calls just like this and in the same program. Well, it's saying that the baby is between you and another guy. When is your birthday? Because this is going to help me.
February 19th.
That makes you an Aquarius, right?
Pisces.
Oh, February 19th is Pisces?
Yes, ma'am.
It's Aquarius. Okay, then I don't think it's yours.
Wow.
I don't think it's yours. And the thing is what I'm getting here is that the only way you're going to find out for sure is if you have a fertility or a paternity test done. What's interesting, and I'll tell you what's interesting about your cards. You have a card here of fertility. You have a card here of celebration. You have a card here of somebody that you really care about. But then both cards that represent men in this reading are reversed. So there's no doubt that there's baby here. But what it's saying is that, and there's a card of celebration here, but what I'm not sure who the father is either.
Wow.
But what I'm getting is that there was more than one man in the picture, which is why you're doubting too.
Right.
So, looks like there was a lot of dancing going on.
Right.
Okay, so here's the thing is that I don't know if and I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I don't know if it's yours or not, because what I'm getting here is that if it was yours, this says you want to step up and do the right thing.
Right.
But if it's not yours, you want to cut all ties, and that's going to be hard.
Well,
so here's what I would do is they have those mail-in paternity tests.
Yes,
just
ma'am.
Say, I need to make sure it's mine. And, you know, she's like, baby, of course it's yours. You know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there was some other guy, but it was yours. And say, well, I need to make sure. Because I have to tell you, you know, I know our relationship had that rocky patch there. And I need to be sure.
All right.
So, and I want to tell you, if this turns out to be, because I see you and another guy, and what's interesting is you both would be willing to step up. This gal must be something.
Wow.
She might, because what I'm getting is that did you guys have a fight right around the time she got pregnant?
I'm not even sure.
Okay, because what I'm getting here is that there was a reason that she justified sleeping with more than one guy. So right. She was either pissed off at you or you guys had a fight or whatever, and she's like, well, I'm going to just show how attractive I am, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. And I have to tell you, what I see as a conclusion, though, which is interesting, is I see a reason for you to celebrate, and you might even make the decision to marry her. So it's leaning toward, when I look at these cards, it's leaning toward that it's yours. But you have to forgive the fact that there would be doubt by her falling off the wagon and sleeping with somebody else when you guys had a fight. And you kind of need to look at it that way, that if it's yours, the only reason she slept with somebody else was because she was pissed off at you. I mean, that's not a big justification, but I'm just telling you, in her mind, that's what she thought.
Right.
Okay, so what I'm seeing here is that you view this woman more as a soulmate than any other woman that you've ever been with.
That's right.
So here's the thing, is that if once you erase the doubt, then you can move forward. But you never need to, you never, ever, ever bring it up again. Once you remove the doubt.
Okay.
All right. Let me know what happens, will you? Because I see it's between you and another guy. You're both coming up reversed, which means you're both upset about this. And then it's got this card of fertility, which we know there's a baby. Then there's this card of you celebrating. And then this card of you and this woman connected as though you're soulmates. Now, sometimes the soulmate card comes up specifically because the two of you were supposed to create a new life together.
Right.
So,
wow.
It's an interesting series of cards. The only thing standing in your way, and maybe that's why the cards have come up the way they are and why I'm coming up a little confused with it, is that the only thing standing in your way is you being able to remove doubt that the baby's yours. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
But my initial response when I looked at your cards was, no, the baby's not yours. But then the more I look at them, the more I'm thinking, well, maybe it's just because you need to be totally convinced it's yours so that you can move forward.
Right.
So I would get the test and get that as soon as possible.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me know what happens, will you?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, bye.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss,
call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.